In June of 1964, three young civil rights workers disappeared in Neshoba County, Mississippi. That summer, the story of James Earl Cheney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner gripped many people, including commentator Ralph Eubanks. He grew up in Mississippi and recently visited Neshoba County for the first time in years.
When I was 7 years old, Neshoba County scared me to death. It was the place where people just disappeared for no reason. So I swore that I would never set foot in Neshoba County. My family drove around it rather than running the risk of getting stopped there when we ventured into North Mississippi. I insisted on it. As an adult, I chose to take the Natchez Trace to avoid a place shadowed by a mysterious murder. Later, I learned the Natchez Trace is supposedly haunted by the ghost of robbers and the unsuspecting travelers they preyed upon. So you just can't avoid ghosts in Mississippi. You simply have to choose the ones you want to stare in the face. In the summer of 1964, my father brought me the Jackson Clarion Ledger every day so that I could read my favorite comic strips. Then the haunting images of three young men appeared on the front page. Soon the news in the pages of the paper held my attention as much as the daily installments of Steve Canyon and Dick Tracy. The images of a burned-out car and three missing young men gripped my imagination, and my imagination ran wild. Sometimes I'd lie awake in the safety of my isolated farm, trying to make sense of stories published in the paper under the blatantly descriptive headline, Racial, or a letter to the editor from some far-flung corner of the state. Though the little boy and the farm where he read the paper are gone, the past is not dead. It lives on inside me, forcing me to thrust the past into the present and make my first trip to Neshoba County. As I approach the town of Philadelphia 40 years later, nothing reminds me of the childhood images I conjured of this place from the pages of a newspaper. White blooms of dogwood spot the landscape. The smell of the tall pines that shade the road linger in the air. Now in the town of Philadelphia, there are no redneck sheriffs poised to kill, and the highway patrolman parked in the town square is black. Soon I'm having a friendly conversation with two men, one black, one white, who head a committee to commemorate what happened in Neshoba County the summer of 1964. I grew up with fear of this place. They grew up with guilt and anger for what happened in their hometown. Together, we visit the site of the Freedom Summer murders, recognizing that there is still the unfinished business of prosecuting the killers who walk free. As I leave Philadelphia, my childhood fears drift into the twilight. Walking the sacred sites of the Freedom Summer murders lifted them from the depths of my heart. The men I left behind will continue their plans to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Freedom Summer. There will be marches and commemorative gatherings, and I hope there will be healing. I'll watch these events from a distance, but I won't distance myself from them. There is no longer a confused 7-year-old boy inside me who carries around images of the Freedom Summer murders and a fear of a small southern town. I finally stared that ghost in the face.
Ralph Eubanks is the author of the book Ever is a Long Time, A Journey into Mississippi's Dark Past.